Hello, 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 everyone. I hope you all are doing very, very, very well. As I'm recording this, it is a bit late in the evening. I just got back from hanging out with a friend of mine who's been going through a really rough time recently, so I'm sorry if I sound a bit solemn in this audio. It's just not to get too into it. She lost someone very close to her recently, earlier this week, so it was a really rough time just kind of for her, and it was sort of like just I just needed to be there for her. So yeah, all around not great vibes, but we still managed to have fun, so that was great. But yeah, so I wanted to talk about some of the things that's going to be happening in my life, that's going to be coming up in my life very, very soon. There's just so much I want to talk about, so let's just jump straight into it. So, I've been completely and entirely consumed by wanderlust. I don't know, sorry if I like bump anything. Again, I don't really like to edit any of my rambles because it just feels a little bit, it just doesn't feel as authentic and natural. So I'm really, really sorry if there's any background noise or just chair squeaks or anything like bumping into my mic or anything like that. And I'm also recording this on my Yeti mic, so not my proper one, my Yeti one. So that's also another reason why. Anyway. Also another reason why you're going to probably hear more like bumps and just little interruptions. Anyway, I'm getting off track already. So I've been completely and entirely consumed by wanderlust for the last few months, to the point that I have been planning so many trips for the distant future. Not like the too distant future, mind you, like for like a year in advance, which I've heard from some people that that's probably a good rule of thumb to do, but at the same time, like, you don't know what's gonna happen a year from now, so maybe don't do that. But at the same time, I like planning. I realize that I really, really like planning. So I have, so for example, for my normal everyday like use, I have my iPad. If you can hear me, happy tap. Sorry, I really like that sound for some reason. So on my iPad, not that you can see, I use GoodNotes. It's like a note-taking app. And I basically have, like, up until, like, June completely planned out. It's March. Like, it's literally March. And I have up until June completely planned out. And this is just for, like, my normal everyday stuff. In terms of content, I already have up until December planned out for all of the Loon stuff, at least. Like, the Loon normal stuff, not, like, any of the other side channels or streams or anything like that. So we're gonna disregard that. But I realized that I really do like following through with plans. It just gives me this sense of satisfaction. So in doing so for, like, a whole trip where, like, a bunch of people might, like, not like too many people, but like a small group of people will like be able to follow through on, I feel like it's going to be super satisfying. Speaking of trips, I'm trying my best to record and work on as many audios as possible for like as many like months in advance as possible, because I will not be in the country in 2 weeks. I am going to be going to Canada, which is going to be fun. I haven't stepped out of the country or even out, well, that's not true. I haven't stepped out of the country. I'm from the US, by the way, if anybody doesn't know. I haven't stepped out of the country in the last like 7 years, so I'm really, really excited to just go and meet new people and talk to new people and like have new experiences. And I'm gonna be going with some of my friends that I want to like get to know even better, so that's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm really, really excited. I basically planned the entire itinerary like in the beginning of March, because I had this idea, like, I was just like, okay, well, I'm gonna like, I have like a week sabbatical coming up, let's do something, you know, like, I've always been, like, saying that I wanted to do things during, like, breaks and stuff, and during sabbaticals from school, but I've just, my plans have never come to fruition, so I might as well do something about it. You know, like, I feel like I'm very much the type of person to, like, go ahead and do something if I want to do it, because if I leave it to other people, it probably will never get done. And I have a bit of, like, a control freak. Not a control freak, to be fair to myself. I have a bit of this, like, need to control all aspects of, like, an event going on around me. So this has been, like, a really nice experience to be able to plan things and be able to do a lot of research about a lot of different places. I never realized how much I actually like to do research. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun for me to do. So yeah, I have a few trips later this year in mind planned out, and which is why I'm trying to get, like, videos scheduled in advance. And by the way, thank you all so much for all of your love and support throughout, you know, this last while that I've been doing this, because without you guys, I would not have the opportunity to do so on such a flexible basis. Like, I get to work wherever I want, whenever I want, and yeah, like, I don't really have to follow another person's itinerary to their will. I can follow my own because of you guys, so thank you so much. I'm so, so grateful for this opportunity, and I promise I will make the best of it, and I won't do anything too stupid. Okay, so other than being consumed by wanderlust, there was another thing that I wanted to talk about that I can't really think of. Right! I'm going to attempt being the operative word. I have this, like, whole plan for how my 2024 is going to look. We are in March, and I'm already talking about 2024. But on balance, when you really think about it, considering I already have, like, all of this year's, like, you know, videos planned out, it's not really that far, like, away. Like, time is, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm thinking about 2024, but we're already in March. Like, it's kind of insane. But yeah, I have this plan for what my 2024 is going to look like, and I'm trying to figure out, like, a good pace when it comes to, like, uploading and such, because I realize that, yes, consistency is great. Consistency is what gives me a structure in my everyday life, but at the same time, it's also, like, very limiting, in that I have to come up with ideas at an inordinate rate. Like, of course, I come up with ideas for videos and such far beforehand, but coming up with the ideas and then, like, not really working on them until a later date sort of, like, dampers my creative process, if that makes any sense. So if you give me a prompt, I can probably write nearly anything at the drop of a hat, but if you give me the prompt and then I leave it for an extended period of time and then pick it up later, it gets a little bit iffy. The only exception to this rule is when I'm working on, like, a long form, like, story, like a novel, right? Because it's, like, the same rolling idea, just different aspects of that same overarching story. And also, there's literally no way that anybody can write, like, a whole novel in a day. Like, if you can, you're insane, but most people can't do that. And I can't do that, unfortunately. I'm not that talented or talented at all. Anyway, yeah, so I'm still trying to think about how to figure, like, how to format my schedule without burning out, because I've already experienced a bit of, like, a downturn in terms of motivation earlier this year already. I know it's crazy, but it is what it is. But, like, I'm good now. Like, I kind of picked myself back up and I just went, like, you know what, just go do it. Just go for it. It's okay. You got this. So I'm trying to figure out, like, the best way to do so while still staying consistent. And I think I'm just probably going to do something along the lines of, like, I'll have, like, a set, like, a minimum amount of videos I want to post in a month, but if I don't do anything more than the minimum, that's okay, as long as the videos that I do put out are 10 out of 10 quality, you know what I mean? It's just, like, a matter of balance and all that fun jazz, whatever. And I'm trying my best to work on projects that I find more exciting for the channel and for outside the channel, because as a creative as a creative, creative as a noun, like in that sentence, sorry, as a creative, you have to keep challenging yourself to broaden your horizons. Otherwise you get stuck and you never grow. So I think, I'm going to try my best to write out of the genres that I normally write in, which are like romance or dark romance, like contemporary romance, why contemporary romance, or teenage romance, or dark romance and mystery. And I want to start writing some pieces that are outside that genre, or at least like, because almost nearly every single one of my stories have some aspect of romance in it. So I kind of want to do something that doesn't involve romance, because don't get me wrong, I really like writing romance, okay? But at the same time, like, I know that if I just continuously write it, like, I'm not tired of writing it at all, okay? But if I continuously write it, then, like, I'm not gonna enjoy it much anymore. Like, maybe I should work on, like, a dystopian, like, situation or something like that. I don't know. That's something that I have to figure out. Let it be what it be. Yeah. What else do I want to talk about? I said in the beginning of this, I have a lot to talk about, and the moment I start talking, I don't remember anything, and I hate myself sometimes. Just kidding. Self-confidence. Woo. I don't know. I don't think there's anything else that I need to talk about with you all. I know that I said I was going to do a Q&A this month, but I think I'm going to leave that for next month just because of how my schedule is looking like right now. It's kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm in like a strange mood right now considering how like bleh I felt earlier. Maybe I'm just trying to compensate, but it be what it be. What can I say? So I've been watching The Last of Us with some of my friends. It's pretty good. we finished watching The Last of Us, the first season last night. It was really good. I'm really excited for season two. I'm definitely one of those people. Okay, there is no way that I can say this without sounding like a pick-me, and I realized that recently I've been saying things that makes me sound like a pick-me, but I'm not trying to. I just genuinely feel that way. Like, I don't say it in a way that's just like, oh my god, like, I'm so different. Like, no, I am a basic bitch. I'm a basic ass fucking bitch for some things. But for other things, including shows and anything pop culture related, I don't really have any, like, crazy opinions about. But I tend to have this sort of weird thing where if something gets incredibly popular or if something is super popular, I tend to deviate away from whatever that media is until somebody tells me to do it. Like, if somebody is kind of encouraging me to do something, I just don't want to do it. If a stranger is telling me to do something, like, oh, you should watch the show, or you should listen to this artist, or you should do this, that, and the other, you should read this book. I take it back. Books, no. If somebody tells me to read a book, I probably will read it. But for things like shows and songs and like fandoms and yada yada yada, you get it. I have a hard time like following trends. I don't know why I do this to myself when I'm like, there is a reason why these things are so popular, Lynn, okay? Like, you're not like, and it's not even like a whole like, oh, I think I'm so cool. No, it's just like I see it everywhere, and that just makes me not want to watch it for some bizarre reason. Like, I don't have anything against like any medium when they get popular. I just, when it is popular, I just don't want to do it unless somebody like someone like that's close to me tells me that I should do it, and I'm like, okay. And then I watch it and I'm like, I wish that I started watching this earlier because it's really cool. And also it's just really hard for me to like sit in one place and watch a show without binging, because I am a binge watcher. So it is a little bit difficult for me to stop myself or have any form of self-control when it comes to that. So that's also probably the bigger reason as to why I don't really watch super popular shows when they first come out. Yeah. that's what's been going on in my personal life. I'm watching shows with my friends, like the weirdo I am, I guess, like the totally normal person and weird just the person that I am. But yeah, do I have anything else that I want to talk about? This is why you should probably write things down before you start talking about. I had like a format, like a general guideline as to what I should say. Sorry, like vocal frying right now because I'm tired and I'm a little dehydrated, as you can clearly hear. Yeah, I have like this thing, this like guideline for what I should talk about and such, but I don't have it pulled up right now, so I don't even remember what's on it. Yeah, I don't know. I've been obsessed with perfumes recently. There, like, I guess, like, that's something super kind of not even that personal. I don't know. I'm really bad at these. I'm sorry. But I think that's it for this month's monthly ramble. Next month, I probably will have more fun things to say. I'll probably talk about my my trip or something. I don't know. Or finally get around to that Q&A. Probably like the trip thing and then Q&A. But yeah. Thank you all so much for listening to me act like a freaking weirdo, as per usual. And thank you all so much for your support. I'm really, really grateful and really appreciative. I really don't know where I'd be without you all. So, yeah, thank you. There really are no words for me to describe how grateful I am. And I feel like at some point it's going to get really redundant for me to say it, or some people might be like, oh no, like she's just saying it, but I really do mean it. Which is why I say it so much. Like I'm floored every single day, and I am humbled every single day, and it's insane.
Oh my goodness, getting so much.
But yeah, no. Thank you all so much for listening to this month's monthly ramble, as I said before, and I shall see you all in my next video/stream/audio/wherever else you may find me. Take care.